Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Monday, October 19th. Corn and soybeans able to hold on to their overnight settlements there. Wheat still in positive territory to finish the day, but a bit backed off from the overnight highs. So we've got December corn finishing up 3.25 cents, 405.25, high of the overnight move, 406.75 there. Export sales released this morning at the high end of the range, 911,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 650,000 and 900,000. So good demand showing up there. USDA also releasing a couple of sales this morning, 345,000 tons of corn to unknown and 123,000 tons of corn to Mexico. So we'll see if that demand continues. You had that Chinese corn futures making new highs overnight, also supportive of corn there. Taking a look at wheat, backing off a little bit from the overnight highs. You had Chicago December finish up 1.75 cents at 627. We put in a six-year high overnight at 636.75. Kansas City December finished up 4.25 cents at 563. Put in that two-year high overnight at 568.75, and you had Minneapolis December finish up 9 cents, 568.75 there. Export sales for the wheat at the low end of the range, actually well below that, pretty disappointing today, 240,000 tons. Market was expecting between 400,000 and 600,000. We're looking at the funds building up a long position here in the wheat as well. Maybe long about 65,000 contracts in Chicago, maybe over 40 to 50,000 in Kansas City. And wheat being supported by dryness in Russia, also in the Western Plains. Russian planting may be down by about 10% on last year due to the delays from that dry weather. Have to keep an eye on that as well. Taking a look at beans, we had November finish up 4.25 cents, 1054.25, right where it finished the overnight session. Put in a high at 58.25, a low at 47.75, just a pretty narrow 10-cent range relative to where we have been lately. We will see how things continue there. We had export sales came out really strong, 2.174 million metric tons. That was at the high end of estimates, between 1.2 and 2.2 million metric tons. The majority of that, about 1.7, coming from China, as to be expected with the sales we've seen day after day. Planting in Brazil, pretty delayed down there. Overall, 8% planted versus about 17% on average. Also with the higher prices down there in Brazil, trying to curb some food inflation. Brazil has suspended import tariffs on corn and soy through January and March. So obviously having a little bit of issues down there. Funds long, 225 to 230,000 contracts in the bean market. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.